Well, good morning, God morning, great morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your announcer, Timothy Alexander White, and we're so glad you could join us. Today, you will hear our daily declaration from one of Declare Victory's very own God chasers, empowering, encouraging, imparting, and inspiring you to live your best life now. So grab a notebook and pen. It's sure to bless you. Please don't forget to submit your prayer requests and praise reports on our app or website. We have scheduled calls 5 nights a week, Bible study, men's group, marriage matters, singles, divorce, and more. Check the app to find the call that's best for you. Don't forget to share the call information with a friend or a loved one. It's sure to impact their life. We're not a church, just a bunch of radical believers that know that miracles happen when we pray. We hope you feel at home. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the call. You're now in the hands of your host for today.
Well, good morning. Surprise, it's me. This is Doubly again. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. My name is Deborah, a.k.a. Bubbly, and by chance, do we have any first-time or new callers this morning?
Amen, then we're all family.
Sister Diane, before I even get started with the defense, would you be a love and read the spoken prayer request when I get to that portion of the call?
Thank you. And if
yes,
anybody
can, I was on mute.
Okay, I knew. I just thanked you in advance. And if anybody would be able to see the online prayer request, because I wasn't able to get to that portion either, I do apologize.
So here we go.
The defense are as follows. As you know, today is Make It Happen Monday. This is where we do random service acts and good deeds for someone, as Christ would do. Let's be the Jesus that some people will never see. Tonight, you are invited to join us this evening for Marriage Matters for married couples and married hopefuls at from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You will hear life lessons and raw discussions as God commanded to be. Thank you for those who have already signed up for our production team. There is still space for you if you are interested in joining the team and helping us with our fundraising efforts. Please contact Erica via inbox or respond to the post in the room. Diane, prayer request, please.
The spoken prayer request for this morning is Sister Julia is asking for prayer for herself. She still has pain in her knees and her feet, and she's also asking for continued prayer for Felicia Duncan, who had surgery on last week, and for Aaron Ford, who came out of the coma. Susie is asking for prayer for her and Rick as they travel on their first vacation to Las Vegas. She's asking for traveling grace and mercy. And Gail is asking for prayer for a little girl named Alice, who the doctor's trying to do a spinal tap. And she's asking for prayer for her mother, Crystal. JC is asking for prayer for Jessica, who's still in pain, having a lot of pain. And Bubbly is asking for prayer for her sister Patricia, who had a fall and broke her femur. So please keep them in prayer. And I'm asking for prayer for the Alexander and the James family as they prepare themselves for Aaliyah Alexander's home going tomorrow. Continue to keep them in prayer.
Amen.
Thank you. Back to you.
Amen. And was anybody able to see any online prayer requests? If so, if they can read them, that would be great. If not, I will
yes,
move forward. Okay.
Good morning, everybody. We have one praise report from Sister Tracy. She's giving God thanks and praise for 14 years of sobriety. So we just want to agree with her in praising God for continuing to watch over her and just praying that he continues to keep her covered and keep her focused. So praise God. We love you, Sister Tracy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's something to be excited about. 14 years, bless the Lamb
yes.
of God. Bless the Lamb of God. We definitely will continue to keep our sister in prayer that God will just continue to keep her in that focused state. Amen. Okay, today's lineup is as follows. Rhoda will be reading the scripture. Pamela will be doing the declaration. First prayer warrior will be Sister Diane. Second prayer warrior will be Brother Jeff. Third prayer warrior will be Traina. And Dion will be the closing us out. I will repeat that. Rhoda will be reading the scripture. Pamela will be doing the declaration over our lives. Sister Diane will be doing prayer for first prayer warrior. Jeff will be second prayer warrior. Shreina will be third prayer warrior. And Dion will be closing us out. If you will please remember to place your phone on mute so that we will have a clear recording for the call this morning. You can either use your standard mute feature on your phone or star 6. Thank you for allowing me to be able to share my voice with you this morning. Thank you for being a blessing. God bless you as I pass the call.
Good morning, family. Happy Monday. Today's scripture will be coming from Psalm 30, verses 1 through 5, and it reads, I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths, and you did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I called you for help, and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Sing the praises of the Lord, you, his faithful people, praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word as I pass the call.
Amen. Wow, thank you so much for that scripture, Rhoda. And Sister Bubbly, thank you for your greeting and your hosting. We just love to hear the excitement and how bright and colorful your voice is in the morning. It's just such a blessing. This morning, I was actually going to focus my declaration on one of my favorite reality shows, which is Project Runway. Last week they did their conventional salad challenge, you know, how they had to go dumpster diving and gather all the throwaway items and turn them into something really beautiful, like these designer fashions. And so yesterday, though, after noon, God just kind of changed my direction. So instead I'm going to talk about the topic as an eagle. As an eagle. So our scripture this morning comes from Exodus 19:3-4 and Deuteronomy 32:11-12. So this morning I want to talk about a little bit about how God works in our lives. You see, the Bible in Exodus 19, verse 3 and 4, it says, and Moses went up to God, and the Lord called him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say unto the house of Jacob and to the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. And then in Deuteronomy 32:11-12, he says, in verse 11 and 12, as an eagle stirs up her nest, flutters over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. These two scriptures kind of show us how God works to build us, to break us, and to perfect us, to brood over us, to protect us, and to bear us, to prepare us for our purpose. The Bible makes it, like, really simple. For the Word of God says, as an eagle, so the Lord. As an eagle works, so the Lord works. God wants us to understand that what he's doing in our lives, he wants us to know him and to come to him. For the Word says, come unto me, all of you who are heavy laden. And in Psalms 91:2, Moses said, Lord, thou hast been my dwelling place from everlasting to everlasting. For Moses learned early in life a lesson from his mother that even though when she placed him in the basket in the river, he realized he wasn't in the riverbank, but he was in the hands of God. And when he went to Pharaoh's palace, he realized he wasn't in Pharaoh's palace, but he was in the hands of God. And even though he grew up among Pharaoh's men and was groomed there in Egypt, he realized he wasn't a child of Pharaoh, but he was a child of God. And even 40 years later, as he grew up as a man and he fled to the desert over the years, he realized that he wasn't just in a desert place, but he was in the hands of God. And then as an old man, when Moses could see that God had done everything and was in charge of everything that he had gone through, he realized that God had led him, he protected him, he perfected him, he protected him, he led him and brought him to this perfect place in order to be used by him. For the passage says, God reminded him in order to bring Moses into himself. So, like I said, I want to talk about, as an eagle, so the Lord. As an eagle, so the Lord builds. See, God wants to remind us that as an eagle builds, he builds. You see, an eagle flies high above the ground and looks for the perfect location in order to build her nest. You know, it's usually high up in a tree or on the top of a cliff, but it's always near water. It's always, like, near fresh running water when she goes to build her nest. And it makes me think of, you know, John 4:14, where it says, you know, that I am the living water, and you shall, if you drink of it, you shall never thirst. You know, but the eagle tries to look for water when she begins to build her nest, and she builds it, like I said, high up in a tree, and she starts to gather branches and weeds, and she takes very tender care in building this nest, and it's a process that goes on, because the life of an eagle can't continue unless the building process of this nest, as an eagle builds, so the Lord builds. Sometimes we hear the expression, so an eagle, but God's the one who builds his people. Sometimes we hear the expression, self-made people, but it is God that really builds his people. It is God who really builds us. And I think about my life, you know, everything that I've gone through in my life, you know, anytime I speak, it's like God is really preparing me and building me. And anything that I do, you know, it's him building me. All of that is through the process. It's like Philippians 1:6 says, he's that begun a good work will continue it and perfected it to the day. So it's like he builds each one of us, and one day we're going to be just like him. And it's a process. You know, God saved us right where he found us, and someday we're going to be just like him. And at that time, you know, we're going to be perfected, but until then, we're going to be like one continual construction site. It's like he's going to continue to be building us and building us, just like the mother eagle builds this nest and prepares it. So God is going to continue to work on us as long as we're his children and we're walking on this earth. He's going to continue his work until it's complete. It makes me think about when the disciples, went before the Lord, and the Bible says that Jesus asked them in Matthew 16:13-18, he asked them, who do the men say that I am? And some of them said, you know, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elijah, some say you're Jeremiah, some say you're a prophet. And he says, well, who do you say that I am? And it wasn't until Simon says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, you know, blessed are you, Simon. You know, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. And then he goes on to say to him that upon this rock I will build my church, and all the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And so God is building something within us. We are the church of God. We are to go out You know, the church is not the building. We are the church of God. And the Lord is the one who's going to build the church. And we have to allow him to do the building in us. As an eagle, so the Lord builds. Then as an eagle, so the Lord breaks. You see, God works like an eagle. For the mother eagle knows that the baby eaglets are not supposed to stay in the nest for the rest of her life. You know, she loves them. She wants to be near them. She's proud of them. But they weren't born to stay in the nest. And so sometimes she's got to do something that's painful for them, for she worked so hard to build the nest. But over time, she starts to remove some of those soft things that made it so comfortable, some of the sticks that were lying horizontally who had cushion on it. She starts to remove those cushioning materials and those fluffy leaves, and, you know, all of a sudden little twigs start sticking up, and it starts getting painful for them to remain in the nest. I can only imagine, like, we could hear the eagles saying, you know, the little eaglets, like, it's hard to stay in this nest. This hurts. You know, I can't find a place to get comfortable. I can't figure out what's going on. Everything was perfect until a few days ago. But the mother eagle is starting to cause her eagles to look beyond the nest and making them realize they've got to get out of the nest in order to fly, in order to survive. Many times God is in our disturbances just as much as he's in our deliverances, and every one of us is exactly the way we are for the very reason that God intended. We were intended to be this way. But some people are so content to just sit where they are and not do anything until Jesus comes. But we've got to realize that God wants to stir us up. He wants to make things uncomfortable for us sometimes. And we wonder why things happen and why we're having difficulty. We sometimes wonder why things aren't going so smoothly for us. It's because God wants to do more with our lives. He wants to do something awesome with us, something better than he's ever done before. He really wants to begin to make things uncomfortable in order for us to really begin to get out of the nest and begin to fly. You know how it was when we first came to God and God had, came into our lives. Jesus came into our lives and we accepted the Holy Spirit into our lives and was filled to the Holy Spirit. But in order for God to do a complete job within us, sometimes he's got to make things uncomfortable. He's got to stir the nest so that we we'll look beyond the nest and look for what else it is that we need to do. What is our purpose? And our purpose is to be like him. For if God placed us somewhere, he's going to put his anointing on us to provide us with everything that we need. He's going to equip us and prepare us for everything that we need. He sometimes will break up things in order for us to see him and to understand what he wants for our lives. But as an eagle, so the Lord breaks. Then I want to say, as an eagle, so the Lord broods. There's sometimes when we're having problems and difficulties, we wonder where God is in the midst of it. You know, I go through a lot of problems in my life all the time, and I don't always enjoy them, but I thank God for them. And the greatest thing that I learned from my problems is that God will always see me through. For God broods over us. For the Bible says in Deuteronomy 11, as an eagle stirs up her nest, flutters up over her young to brood over the young eaglets. At first, before they're born into this world, the mother must brood over them and sit on the eggs. In order to hatch them, it's kind of like an incubation process. But once they're born, the mother eagle continues to brood over them as she protects them and covers them, as she watches over them. You see, up in the nest, the eagles are watching the mother as she begins to fly and soar. Now, she made the nest uncomfortable, and she stirred it up, and now she's got their attention. Sometimes God has to get our attention, just like this mother eagle has to get their attention. And when he gets our attention, we need to respond to him. Sometimes we go for years without God getting our attention, but when he gets it, we need to respond to him. Just like the mother eagle gets their attention and they're no longer comfortable in the nest, now they see her, and they see her soaring all around the air and climbing higher and higher, and her wings are spread out as she moves through the wings. As she moves through the air, her wings are spread out as she's soaring. And she's watching them because she already knows what they're going to go through. She's gone through it before. She knows what's going on in their head, what's going on in their little hearts, you know. It makes me think of Hebrews 4:15, where it says, we have not a high priest that cannot be that touch with the feelings of our infirmities. You know, he understands our infirmity because he's gone through them, but without sin. And just as these eagles are watching and looking at the mother eagle, they're probably wondering, can I ever do that? Can I ever fly like my mother? Like, my mother looks like me. You know, I want to one day look like my mom. I want to be just like my mom. You know how children want to be like their parents? And they feel like they sometimes have to get out of the nest in order to spread their wings, in order to fly. Now, eagles don't learn from watching one another. They learn by watching the mother. Just as Christians don't grow from watching one another, they grow from watching Jesus. There's sometimes heartbreaking things that happen that causes us to turn our eyes back to God. But the awesome thing about it is that God's eyes are always on us. In the darkest night, the roughest time, the loneliest eye, when it seems that it would just be easier to die, God is watching us. He's brooding over us. He's always tenderly, lovingly looking at us. The Bible says that we're never alone. We're never forsaken. As an eagle, so the Lord. As an eagle broods, so the Lord. I mean, as an eagle, the Lord broods. Then as an eagle, so the Lord bears. Now, the mother eagle has a big job on her hand because she's got to convince these little eaglets to get out of the nest. She's made the nest uncomfortable. She's even soared and flown to show them what it is they need to do. And sometimes the mother has to begin to nudge them just a little bit in order to get them out of the nest. You know, she'll begin to nudge them. And I know that they can, that the little eagles are probably desiring to do what the mother is doing, but it's not until that slowly, that small nudge that she does, that nudging, just like God nudges us with the Holy Spirit when he's ready for us to move, he'll begin to show us what he needs us to do. So she nudges this little eaglet out of the nest, but he begins to fall. And as he begins to fall, he begins to flutter his little wings and try to make his little wings flap and fly. And at times he'll start to fly, but there's times when he may fall. But when he begins to fall, she goes down and scoops him up and takes him up higher and higher and then drops him again and lets him try again. And this continues until he's able to soar. As I come to the close, as an eagle flies, as an eagle broods, as an eagle builds, as an eagle protects and bears, so does God. God builds us. God broods over us. God breaks us. God prepares us for the purpose that he has for us. Because we weren't born to sit in the church. We weren't born to sit in ministries. We weren't born to have meetings. But we were born to abide in Christ and to tell others about the Son of God. And when we fail and we fall, God is always right there to bear us on his wings and to carry us higher and higher. I know there's times I thought I couldn't live, I couldn't make it, but God was always there. I could only fall so far until I fell on his loving wings, like he was there to just scoop me up and to take care of me. Just as the mother eagle zooms down beneath them, picks them up on her wings and takes them higher and higher and moves her wings and lets them try again until he's able to fly on his own. But you know what? Researchers have never found in all of the recordings of eagles that there was never an eaglet that fell to their death because they were never caught by the mother's wings. So the mother is always there, scooping up her eaglets on her wings to take them higher. Next week, I hope to kind of go maybe into further detail. I know the time is short, so that we can kind of maybe talk on some of the characteristics of eagles. But I want you to understand that God promises to take care of us. He's promising to bring us to our perfect place, our full fruition, just as he told Moses, you know, I want you to be the person that I've called you to do. I want you to move. This is how God works. He builds. He starts to stir us up. He breaks us. He's always brooding over us. He's always watching over us. And when we attempt things, even if we fail, he'll bear us on his wings as I pass the call.
Father God, I thank you for another day, Lord God. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I thank you for your brand new mercies today. You said your mercies are new to us every morning, God, and for that we're so grateful. We're grateful that you kept us while we slept in rest last night. Father God, bringing us to the dawning of a new day. Oh God, I just thank you and praise you for this day. Father God, give us this day our daily bread. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I lift up Dion, the visionary, whom you gave the vision to. I thank you for her, Lord God. I thank you for her family, her mother, Jackie, her children, her grandparents, Lord God, and all of her family members. God, bless her and bless her indeed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet that she'll lack in nothing. Father God, I thank you. You say you gave us everything to sustain life. God, I thank you. Father God, let us be mindful of the benefits that we have. Father God, and be grateful to the cross, oh God. And all things, Father God, let us look toward the cross daily, Father God, to keep us accountable. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, dear Lord, for those that lifted up prayer requests, oh God. First of all, God, I thank you for the greeter, Deborah, Bubbly, Lord God, and I thank you for her hosting and wrote up for that scripture. And Pamela for that declaration on as an eagle. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just give your name the glory. And for those who come in, who will pray after me, Jeff, Karina, and Dion. Father God, I lift up each and every one on this call, dear Lord, and every family that's connected to this call. Bless them today and bless them indeed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, you said to be obedient to those who watches over our soul. Dear Lord, help us to be obedient to you. You said obedience is better than sacrifice. God, help us to be obedient that we may receive your promises, for your promises are tied to our obedience to your Holy Scripture. God, I lift up the prayer request as followed this morning. Sister Julia is asking for prayer for her knee and her feet. Oh, God, for the pain in her body. Father God, lifting up all of those who are seeking relief from pain. Father, in the name of Jesus, Gail is asking for palliative for a spinal tap, that the doctors be able to get spinal tap. And her mother, Crystal, and Bubbly is asking for her sister, Patricia, who broke a femur. And Jessica for, JC is asking pain for prayer for Jessica for pain. Dear God, because you live and dwell in us, oh God, you said you bore all our sickness, disease, our pain, anything that we could ever go through, any pain that we could ever have. Father, suffer from any affliction. Oh, God, you said you bore all our sins and disease on the cross. That, Father, you, every stripe and every whip that you've taken, oh, God, was for us, oh, God. Help us to believe you, not just believe in you, but believe you, your person, who you are, and your power, oh, God, that we may receive healing and healing in our body for any disease, any pain, oh, God. We must believe you. If we believe you, God, and believe that you are who you say you are, Father, it will then bring healing to our body and relief from pain. Oh, God, I just pray for each and every one on the call. I pray that you strengthen their faith, oh, God. Strengthen each of our faith in you, oh God, and that we will walk out our salvation, Father God, in our belief in you, if that we believe what you say is true, oh God, because your word is true. You are love. Father God, there is none like you. So, Father, I ask right now that you touch in the name of Jesus, touch their bodies where the pain is. But, Father God, I believe that you are the Christ, that you died and rose again on the cross, oh God, that you died on the cross and you rose on the third day for our sins, oh God. Father God, that you yet live and you are who you say you are. You are the Christ. You are the Holy Spirit. You are God in the flesh, Father God. And I decree and declare healing today in their bodies, in each of our bodies, each one that has pain on this call, oh God. I lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus for healing, in the name of Jesus for deliverance, in the name of Jesus that they be filled with your power, oh God, and Father, that they exercise it, oh God. Father God, that it manifests in their bodies, that they believe you in the name of Jesus and all that you have said and all that they have read and believed about you in the name of Jesus. Father God, I give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise as I pass the call. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God. This morning, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. And Lord God, I also, Lord God, want to ask you for forgiveness, Lord God, for all of my sins, Lord God. Forgive me. Hallelujah. Lord God, I just thank you for your love, Lord God. Lord God, I want to continue, Lord God, to thank you for your love, Lord God, and ask you, Lord God, to fill us, Lord God, with your love, Lord God. Fill us, Lord God, hallelujah, with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Fill us, Lord God, with the love that we need, Lord God. With the love, Lord God, that would allow us, oh, hallelujah, to do your will, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for building us up, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you for our Lord and Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God. That foundation, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that solid rock, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord God. And oh, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for every prayer request this morning, Lord God, that's been lifted up, Lord God. We know that you heard the prayer request, Lord God, as they were spoken, Lord God. And I want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 For every prayer request, Lord God, that was spoken this morning. Knowing, Lord God, that, hallelujah, for all of us that are in pain, Lord God, hallelujah. For all of us that are traveling, Lord God, hallelujah. For all of us, Lord God, in medical, hallelujah. Lord God, every prayer request, Lord God. Lord God, we want to continue to pray for the mothers, Lord God, the parents, Lord God, the children, Lord God, that have special needs, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, I pray a special blessing, Lord God, for those parents, Lord God, and for those children, Lord God, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for compassion this morning, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, fill us with your love, Lord God, and we thank you for that love, Lord. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to just the attributes, Lord God, of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to walk in them, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help us to love our neighbors, Lord God, as we love ourselves. Lord God, we need your love. Thank you, Lord. I need your love, Lord God, and I want to thank you, Lord God, for filling me, Lord God, hallelujah, for filling us, Lord God, with your Holy Spirit this morning, Lord God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, I lift up the superintendent to you this morning, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Bless him, Lord God. Cover him, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, he carry a heavy load, Lord God. He got many decisions to make, Lord God. So I pray, Lord God, that you bless him, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. All of the field supervisors, Lord God. All of the site administrators, Lord God. All of the teachers, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God. Give them what they need, Lord God, to teach the children, Lord God, to guide the children, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. In the way, Lord God, that you guide us, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit guides us, Lord God, and strengthen us, Lord God, and build us up, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to walk in the Spirit, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to walk in the light, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to understand what it means, Lord God, to be the salt, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to love those that are in need, Lord God, of a little love. Oh, thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord God. I love you, Lord God. And I don't understand exactly why, Lord God, that you got me crying out to be filled with love. Love is what is needed, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for filling me with your love. I thank you for filling us with your love, Lord God, that we may better do thy will. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I say thank you as I pass the call.
Father God, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, Father, for letting us see the day, Lord. Lord, I just take this time to pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, I come to you to honor this day. I come to acknowledge that you are the only one who can rightly lead and guide our country. Lord, I lift up a prayer for our country. I ask that you will bless our country with wisdom, your love, and compassion. May we be people who are pursuing you and your plans for us individually and corporately. Lord, I lift a prayer for our leaders. Lord, I ask for blessings on our leaders. May the servants, these servants who are in position of authority, take that responsibility seriously and do their very best each day. May they realize they need for you and for your direction. May they hear your voice as they make the decision, and may they follow your guidance. May they have compassion for people, for truth, and for righteousness. Lord, I lift a prayer for our troops. Lord, I ask for blessings for our servicemen and women. I ask for protection for all men and women in uniform, both here and around the world. We are grateful for their service and their dedication to keeping our nation safe. I pray for that you will keep them safe. I thank you for the blessing of our lives and liberty. May our country continue to show love and honor to you. May your dedication to you cause us to reach out to all other nations and people group with a strong desire for peace and harmony to be displayed whenever possible. I ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Father God, right now for the school districts, all the schools around the nation, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for prayer will come back into the schools in the name of Jesus. I pray for safety of teachers and students and administrations, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I bind the spirit of, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of bullying in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the students will show respect to the teachers and to authority in the name of Jesus, Lord. Keep everyone safe, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Be a fence around them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for pastors, in the name of Jesus. Our Lord, our rock of redeemer, may the words of our pastor's mouth and the meditation of his heart be pleasing in our sight, according to Psalms 19:14. May you, O Lord, give our pastor the desires of his heart and make all plans to see you, Psalms 20:4. Lord, our God, may your favor rest upon our pastors and establish the work of his hands, Psalms 90:17. God of hope, may you fill our pastor with all joy and peace as he trusts in you, so that he may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, Romans 15:13. Lord of peace, may you give our pastors and his families peace at all times, in every area, in every way, 2 Thessalonians 3:16. May you, the God of peace, equip our pastors with everything good for doing your will, and may you work in them what is pleasing to you, through Jesus Christ, to whom the glory forever and ever, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for our communities in the name of Jesus. I pray for the homes, our children, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Pray for all our loved ones, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I lift up, Father God, everyone that's not saved. Draw them to the kingdom of God, Lord. Send laborers across their paths to administer salvation to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heal our homes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your glory. Thank you, Lord, for your peace. I thank you, Lord, Father God, for who you are. You Alpha and Omega and begin to end. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I give you all the glory and power. In Jesus' name I pray. I pass the call.
And Father God, we just continue in that vein, just saying thank you, Lord God. God, I thank you for that word. God, I thank you that we are as eagles, God. I thank you, Lord God, for the process. I thank you for the weaning process. Lord God, I thank you for teaching us how to fly in high territory. God, I thank you this morning that every single person under the sound of my voice, God, knows that, number one, you are great and greatly to be praised. God, but most importantly, God, I thank you that we understand that you see us in high places, Father God, that you see us elevated and lifted up to you, God, that you've given us everything, Lord God, to do everything that you called us to do. I thank you this morning, Father God, that in spite of every situation, God, in spite of every circumstance, that you have a plan for our lives. God, I thank you that we will remember who we are, God, acknowledge who you are in our living, in our giving, God, in our stretching, God, in our suffering, God, in our circumstances, God, that we would acknowledge who you are, that you are great and greatly to be praised, God, that you are Alpha and Omega, God, that you are beginning and the end. God, thank you for watching over and keeping our marriages. Thank you, God, for watching over and keeping our singles. Thank you, Father God, for watching and keeping over our children. God, thank you that even in sickness, God, in illness, God, that you're still Jehovah Nisa, you're still Jehovah Rapha, you're still Jehovah Jireh, you're still El Elyon. God, thank you this morning that in spite of what we think we see, God, that you are at the beginning and the end of it, God, that the enemy has to get permission to even tempt or test us, God, that the enemy has to get permission to even attempt to sift us, God. I thank you this morning, Lord God, that you're meeting every need right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that you're meeting every need in our government, God. You're meeting every need in our cities and our states, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're meeting every need, God, with our children, near and far. God, bless Marvin this morning. God, you know all about him in the name of Jesus. God, let his transition be smooth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, keep him and his family. In the name of Jesus, God, I lift up all of our loved ones who are hurting, God, all of our loved ones who are unsaved, Father God, that you would let them know who you are in the power of your might, oh God. I thank you this morning for a praying spirit, God. I thank you this morning, God, that you meet every need, God, even when we don't think you've done it. God, that you're doing it and doing it afresh, oh God. I thank you for fresh oil this morning. I thank you for a fresh word today, God. I thank you this morning, God, that you are answering our prayers, God, even as we speak them out in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up every pastor, every teacher, God, every evangelist, God, every elder of the church, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we would walk upright before you, oh God, that we would live a life circumspect, Lord God, that we would know that we are your children, God. Lord God, I thank you this morning, God, for jobs unasked for, God, for increases and raises, God. I thank you for the hedge of protection that keeps us in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for living lives of order in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for the body of Christ as a whole, Lord God. Lord God, that you would keep their faith, God, that you would keep them subject to the will and the ways of Christ. God, I thank you for those that are workers on the wall, God. Bless them and bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for our parents, oh God, and our grandparents, God. I'll lift up Sadie to you this morning. God, that she would have a sudden peace in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up Hazel and Aurelius this morning to you, God. You know all about them in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up Tashina and Bruce, God. You know all about them, Jesus. God, bless them indeed, Lauren and Marcus, Father God. You know all about them, God. Do it in the name of Jesus. God, save, heal, and deliver, oh God. God, I pray for all of our family members and friends, God, near and far, oh God, that they would know who you are, God, that they would have hope in you, God, that they would hope even against hope in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for every person on this line, oh God. God, that they would find their order, God, that they would find their position, God, that they would find their place and stand fast, God, through any adversity, God, through any test, through any trial, oh God, that you would give them strength, God, strength right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you in advance, not only for hearing, God, God, but I thank you for transformation, God, for renewing our minds, Father God, for renewing our strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, and as we celebrate our King of Kings, God, and our Lord of Lords, God, we take our phones off mute, God, and we call you a great God. We call you a holy God this morning. God, we call you sovereign
in the name of Jesus. As we take our phones off mute, God, we celebrate you, God, and we lift you up in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We bless you, Father God. We exalt you, oh, God. God, we lift you up in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus, for being everything that we need to survive, God. We thank you, Jesus, for being our Jehovah Jireh, God. We thank you for being Yahweh, God. We thank you for being Elroy, God. God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. We bless your name, Father God. Oh, God, we love you this morning, God. We love you this morning. We love you, God. For nothing other than the fact that you are our God. God, you're a very present help in the time of trouble. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're greater than any trouble we could ever come across, God. We thank you, Lord God, that it's by your strength we're healed, God. We thank you that it's by your power, God, that we're set free, God. We thank you that it's by your love and your grace, God, that we can pursue in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your spirit this morning. We thank you for the liberty this morning wherewith we're saved, God. We thank you this morning, God, for destiny and purpose, God. We thank you this morning that no weapon bonds against us will ever prosper, God. We thank you that the enemy, Lord God, has no authority, God. We thank you that the enemy has no power, Father God. We thank you for healing and delivering, oh God. We render him powerless this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and we celebrate the victory this morning. We celebrate the victory of our lives, God. Over our message, Father God. Over our children, Father God. Over our parents, Father God. Over our loved ones, God, we declare the victory this morning. We declare the victory in this day, God. And in every day, Father God. Lord God, you know every plan that you gave me, Father God. God, help us to execute it with excellence. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to stand fast, Lord God. That we be the workers on the wall that you called us to be, oh God. God, that we be not weary in well-doing, God. God, that we would pursue in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God.
Strengthen me, Father.
In the name of Jesus. God, we love you this morning.
Need your mercy, Father.
God, we love you this morning. We love you, God. We know that you are a God that's never lost a case, Father. We know that no matter what it looks like, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty to the very pulling down of strongholds, God. We come against every stronghold in our life, God, the strongholds in our thinking, the strongholds in our surrenderance, God, the strongholds in our thought life, God, the strongholds on our heart, Father God. God, the issues that create barriers in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you are the battle axe. Oh, God, that you break up every bit of stony ground in our hearts, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you tenderized us, God. God, that you made us to know that you are our sovereign God.
Hallelujah.
God, that it's because of you we live, we move, and we have our being, Father God.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
It's because of you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
It's because of you, God. And, God, with knowing that and understanding that, God, we just thank you in advance for all that you'll bring us to. God, because we know that if you bring it to us, God, you'll carry us over and through and under and around, however we have to get in order to get to you, in order to get to destiny, in order to get to purpose. So, God, we just thank you this morning. We thank you this morning, God, and we lift our hearts and our minds and our thoughts high above every situation and circumstance, God, and we celebrate you in your greatness, in your infinite power, God. God, we know that it's because of you that we are,
And because you are,
we are too.
Thank you, God, I just thank you. I thank you that we are because you are. I thank you this morning, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you this morning, and I celebrate you this morning, God. I celebrate you this morning, God.
Yes,
and we love you. And we'll be so careful to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, to give your name the praise, and I pass the phone back to Bubbly.
Thank you, Jesus. This is the time that we have set aside to welcome and acknowledge all of our first-time friends, first-time family. By chance, is there anyone on the call? This is your first time calling? Amen. Well, if not, we'll go right into saying good morning. So good morning, good morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. Who didn't get a chance to say good morning?
Good morning, it's Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Cindy.
Hey, Cindy girl.
Good morning, family. This is Ollie.
Hey, Miss Ollie.
Hi.
Good morning,
honey.
Good morning. Who was that? Anybody else want to say good morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Solomon.
Hey, Solomon.
I met your mother yesterday, Solomon.
Good morning, this is Kwame.
Hey, Kwame, Bishop O'Dowd, 4.5 students.
Hey, good morning, Declare Victory. This is Cedric.
Hey, Sid, good morning.
Today's Sid's birthday, y'all.
Sid is 21 times 2 plus 5. Good morning, Sid.
Happy birthday, Sid.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Good morning, Janet.
Hey, Janet, good morning. Y'all know we got to give Sid a better happy birthday than that. We got to get crunk with it on a Monday morning. Let's make it happen Monday, too.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
That was better.
All right, y'all. Thank you.
That was the key of LMNOP, but you know our hearts, Sid. We just want you to know you are special on your birthday. We ain't going to say make you feel special because you are, but we just want you to know that we thank God for your life, and thank you for being such a great husband to our dear sister. We love you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, and I appreciate and love y'all.
Amen.
Thank God.
Look, Kwame said, and a great dad.
And a great dad. I'm sorry. I
heard that.
That's what's happening.
Thank God for
giving
you another year.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else want to say good morning before Sister Pamela takes us up above the clouds?
Good morning. It's me, Mary.
Hey, me, Mary.
Good morning. This is Valuable Valisita.
Valuable Valisita.
Good morning, it's Bernice. Michaela.
Hey, Bernice. Good morning. Praying for your sister. I hate that. That sucks. Anybody else?
Good morning, family. This is Ruth.
Hey, Ruth Ann.
I'm tired.
I hear you tired, honey. They worked you yesterday.
Yeah.
So right before we go, you too, babe. right before we go into the Love Life Victory discussion, I just wanted to celebrate our dear sister, Sister Lisa, this morning. I had the opportunity, and if you did not get to go and physically support, yesterday there was a Raiders game, and Tanya and I got in the car, and we both looked at each other. We both looked at each other when we saw that traffic. By the time it was all said and done, we ended up turning around, and I was mortified. But to God be the glory for live stream, and she, it is available online at Acts Full Gospels website. It's just actsfullgospel, I believe, .org. And you just go to the live stream portion. The 8 and the 11 is available. I went to sleep on the last one. I watched both of them, and she did an absolutely incredible
job.
We
couldn't give her a shout.
Say it again.
We're giving Lisa a shout.
Yes, yeah, she did an incredible job. So I just wanted to share that information. And then right before that, I'll say, Pamela, awesome declaration this morning. I not only did I enjoy you, but it made me think about something that I watched on the National Geographic Channel. There are some, I forgot what kind of eagles they are, but they nest in very rocky places, and their babies have to fall down the rocks. And the only ones that survive are the ones that can take the force of being hit. I'm talking about thousands of feet above the air, and they learn how to fall effectively. That's a whole other declaration, I believe. They learn how to fall so that the impact does not kill them. And the crazy part is that they have like a 93% survival rate. Usually only really, really weak baby eagles don't make it. And so it just reminded me of that God set that up that way. And for him to, they shall mount up on wings as eagles, for him to even compare our living for him to the greatness of an eagle and the survival skill of an eagle and the eye and the focus of an eagle and the determination and the ability to soar in high places with low oxygen, which means that sometimes you can't breathe. For him to sit us side by side, an eagle, is very humbling. And it also gives great regard to the fact that God knows that there are innate things in us that cause us to survive and still end up soaring. So I just had to say that. I could see it while you were teaching this morning. I love you, sis. It's in your hands.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for your awesome, awesome prayer and for all of those who participated this morning. Bubbly, once again, thank you. Rhoda and Diane, thank you for praying. Jeff and Triana, thank you so much. I just really just thank God for each one of you just warring for us and praying for us and just awesome, awesome, awesome prayer. So this morning, yes, Sister Dion was talking further about some of the characteristics of the eagle, and while I was, you know, studying over this last night, I began to see all of those elements. Like there's like 12 different, you know, really characteristics that line up in the way that we are and how we should live our lives, and you know, it was just really amazing. And you know, God kind of directed me more towards dealing with, you know, the beginnings of their life in terms of them being little eaglets and what the mother has to do to prepare for them and the building of the nest and, you know, all of that processing and grooming them and preparing them to get out of the nest and fly. And like I said, next week there possibly will be a part two, if God says the same, where we'll kind of go into some more of those characteristics of the eye and, you know, the broad wingspan and how large they are and how they in spite of the weight, how they're still able to lift up and get under the air currents and continue to lift higher and higher and higher and soar. So that will possibly be a part two for the declaration. But I, you know, wanted to talk this morning a little bit about how, you know, God works with us as the eagle works with her eaglets, you know, in building us as she builds the nest. And so I want, the first question I wanted to ask is, you know, how have you experienced, you know, the building of God, you know, the what God is doing in you, that construction, that building process that's been taking place within you? Would anyone like to share that? I know for me, it's been, you know, times, rocky road, but, you know, God starts with a really solid foundation, and I just kind of look over my life and how, you know, from the very beginning when I was just a little child, how, you know, he was molding and building me and preparing me for what his ultimate purpose is, and he's not finished yet. You know, I look at, you know, as a child, you know, I was probably like barely, you know, 2 years old walking. You know, my mother used to get us up early, early in the morning, and how we would, you know, all come together in the living room as a family to pray and have devotion and read scripture. And, you know, it was like he was planting that into my life and the life of my siblings, and, you know, how he has just covered us. And, you know, it's just amazing as you begin to look over your life, the different things that God has done in your life, how he's protected you, how he's guided you, how he's, you know, sometimes made things uncomfortable for you in order to grow you and to prepare you and develop you into what he needs you to go. Sometimes, you know, not everybody's life has started out like mine. Not everybody's life has been a life where, you know, you started with the foundation of his word being planted in you as a young child. But whatever that building process has been for you, you know, that was the road that God desired for you, for that you can get to your ultimate purpose and your ultimate destination in life. Would anyone else like to share? Just what did the declaration speak to you? Has it, you know, did it speak to anyone in any different way? I mean,
we pulling eye teeth this morning.
Hello. Huh?
Go ahead. Maybe. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I said, are we pulling eye teeth this morning? It's Monday. You know, Monday is slow roll.
But, I mean, I know it was pretty heavy, you know, and I know it probably just made a lot of people just, you know, begin to think and to, you know, to process it. And so, you know, maybe there's something you can't verbalize right now, but, you know, I just thank God because I know that he gave it to me for such a time as this. And, you know, I just, yesterday after Lisa's powerful sermon, you know, a few of us went out to breakfast, and, you know, we just, like I said, there's sometimes when God will make you uncomfortable in a nest because you're sitting. And, you know, he didn't call us to come and sit in a church and to just be stagnant, but he's called us all for a purpose, and we're all, you know, he gave us that great mission to go out and to do, to tell others about him. And so, you know, sometimes things will be uncomfortable. You know, it may look like things are not going smoothly, but it's all in the preparation and making us uncomfortable in order to get us where we can soar on our own and not rely on man, but to rely on him and to look to him for guidance.
And then even, Pamela, the fact that when the mother eagle builds the nest, at the bottom, under the places that she makes soft and restful, there are thorns underneath, like, you know, because they'll go get cotton or tissue or bundles of grass. And, you know, initially that's what the baby chicklets rest on. But as time goes on, the weight of them,
okay,
it starts to... Uh-oh, can you not hear me?
We can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm on this on the app. But after a while, the weight of the chick starts to press down on the things that were soft, and the thorns begin to come through in the nest, and it makes it very uncomfortable for the baby chicklets to stay there. And it really makes me think about the fact that, you know, when people first get saved, when they first get saved, they be like, ooh, you know, this is wonderful. This is fabulous. I love being saved. Honey, and when he's initially building up your faith in the safety of what is your new home, and that's salvation, and that is under the kingship and headship of God. And it's comfortable at first. As time goes on, the mother will start to remove the things that are soft. And then the weight of the chicklet starts to press on that, on those thorns. And it's kind of like when you get saved, after the Lord gives you a little bit of extended grace and extended mercy, and you think all is well, all of a sudden the bottom falls out. And not only does the bottom fall out, but it falls out so unexpectedly, it's almost like somebody hits you in the chest with a sledgehammer. And then all those things that used to be sweet and nice and blissful, honey, all of that is gone, and you still got to consider where you sit home.
Yes.
Pamela, this is Rolanda.
Wonderful. Yes.
Decorate. You know, I'm just kind of reminded of how we don't raise our we have to make sure we don't raise our children to stay in the house, but we have to really raise them to be prepared for the world. And so they see, you know, they see a lot of what we do, our failures, how we deal with success, how we deal with very difficult times, and even in the church, how pastors have to really pour into the lives of those who attend so that we can go out. So it's never intended for us to stay in the house, you know, that we have to be cognizant of when we raise our children or when we pour into the lives of others, that it's really preparation for the world. So did Christ. He often expose them to really difficult times, and not to stay so dependent on him, but dependent on the power that was behind what he did.
Yeah.
I enjoyed you this morning. Thank you.
Oh, praise God. You're absolutely right. You know, we do need to prepare our youth and our young, and you know, just as the eaglet's watching the mother soar and wanting to do that, you know, it's we need to watch out what we do in front of our children and how we conduct ourselves, because kids are watching us. You know, even the little bitty ones are watching us. You know, the little bitty ones are watching. Sometimes it's amazing. You know, you get these little YouTube emails, and these little kids are doing things because they're watching their parents, and you can see those children that are really being guided, you know, in the way of the Lord by their conduct and the things that they say, the things that come out of their mouths. And so we just need to be really cautious, because, you know, they're watching us, and we need to prepare them for life, you know, because so often, you know, they fall into all kinds of drugs and, you know, violence and gangs, is because we haven't prepared them for when difficulty times come, you know, how to really call on God, how to rely on God, how to trust God to have you. Is there anyone else who'd like to share? Thank you so much, Rolanda. Anyone?
Well, this is Tim. I'm going to just say this.
Hey, Tim.
Good morning. I'm very excited and thankful that God has given us so many examples and illustrations of his love for us. This prayer line is every day, sometimes a couple of times a day, sermons on Sundays. There are so many illustrations. I mean, the eagle illustration is the perfect example of his care and love for us by looking in the animal kingdom. You know, there are so many illustrations, so many things that lead to show, to demonstrate his love and care for us, you know, just the examples. And I heard it once said before, someone said, how many sermons have to be preached before we get it? And, you know, the concern is that we've said before that this prayer line is like a hospital, of course, like a church is like a hospital where people come to get well. And to extend from that, I just pray that what we learn from this, the discussion that we have, that we take what we learn out into the world to tell and share it with someone else to help them. I noticed that when we ask if there are new callers that come on, and sometimes there are, and that's an exciting time for me because if it's someone new, that tells me that people are still searching, people are still looking for Christ, people are still hurting, people still need help, and that when they come to the, you know, to the conversation, that we are instilling something in them, and that illustration hopefully will impact their lives, so we can take what we learn, what God gives us, and run with it to share it with the next person. So I hope and pray that we're continuing to do that. When we hang this phone up, a lot of times for me, something I've heard on the call, whether it's in the declaration or in a comment that someone has made, I can't wait to tell somebody, to help somebody else. And God usually provides somebody to cross my path so that I can share what I learned that day with that other person. So as we continue to be built up like the eagle does this eagle, that we take that building and go to build someone else up. So I just thank God for what we're doing, the mission, the purpose, and I just pray that we're continuing to learn and to be strengthened so that we can continue to do what God has called us to do.
Amen. Thank you so much, Tim. Yes. Susa? Hello? Did someone trying to... We just thank God for what he's given us. I thank God daily for declared victory because it definitely is a ground that prepares us and strengthens us. So many of us, even on the call, may not have church homes that we go to or if we're going to ministries. And in leadership, when you're in leadership, you're constantly working and moving in leadership, and it's hard sometimes to really sit down, you know, if a Sunday is your work day or a Sabbath is your work day, you know, it's hard to really be fed. And so I praise God for this ministry line where we can come and be fed and be nourished and prepared to go out and share, as Tim said. So is there anyone else who'd like to make a comment about the declaration on how the eagle prepares her eaglets, just as God is preparing us and grooming us and, you know, brooding over us and, you know, protecting us and watching over us in our lives and building us and nudging us and, you know, making things uncomfortable at times and, you know, getting us prepared so that we can go out and do what he's called us to do. Is there anyone?
Yes, I'd like to come in and say something about that, please.
Yes, go right ahead. Susa?
Okay, this is Susa Julia. I go out to witness to people, and when I give out food to people, I witness to them and pray with them, and you know, and I ask them to, you know, do they have a church home, to where to go to help them to come to church. And I enjoy doing what I do, getting out feeding everybody. You know, that's been my life for 20 years this year. And I praise with everybody, and I pray that everybody that, you know, come, you know, get their life together. And I enjoy feeding people and helping people and praying with them. Every day, regardless of my help, I still get out there and try to help people.
Wow. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, and see, that's what God is calling us to go out. You know, sometimes things aren't, it's not meant for us to sit in the nest, to sit in a church, to sit in a building, but we are called to go out and to reach the world. Anyone else?
Yes, Elder Tim, this is Juliet. I truly enjoyed your decoration today. Just thinking about different points of... the part that I'm thinking about is the pushing, you know. They have to push the other eaglets out. And I think somebody else alluded to this as far as, you know, us preparing our children to, you know, be able to go on without us, to be able to, you know, not depend on us, but begin to depend on God and depend on themselves as far as just being able to make it, to move in this world, to be able to make a living. And I think a lot of times, you know, because we have come to a point in this particular generation where a lot has been given to them, and, you know, they're not being taught a lot to be able to be self-sufficient. And I think that's what's making them angry, because they're missing some tools. I was thinking about my daughter. She, one day, I think she was like 12, she asked me if she wanted a cell phone. And, you know, being a single parent, I could barely afford to just pay for the basic needs. You know, they wanted the designer clothes and all of that, and I couldn't afford to get that stuff. So I told her, well, you got to go get a job. And so one of my good friends, she had a daycare, and my daughter took the initiative to go get that job. Later on, though, she gets upset and says, well, I've been working all my, you know, I haven't been able to enjoy my life, because she, you know, continued to work for the things that she wanted. And she was like, I haven't been able to enjoy my life, I've been working. I said, well, it's not because you didn't have the things that you needed, it's that it was the things that you wanted. But those tools have allowed her to be able to learn how to budget, learn how to do, you know, now she's in L.A., being able to be self-sufficient. And I say that also in the house of the Lord, you know, a lot of times we bring people in, you know, we catch the fish for them, we try to make them comfortable, but I think we forget to we don't move to the next stage where teach them how to fish for themselves. You know, because we're not guaranteed to be in their lives all the time to continue to give them the fish, to continue to go get the fish, you know, kill the fish, whatever, and, you know, cook the fish. They have to learn how to do that for themselves. Once they learn how to do that for themselves, they'll, you know, first of all, be in a position of wanting anything. Once they learn about the Savior and how to get the bread, how to study the Word for themselves, they won't be deceived. They won't, you know, feel lost. They won't turn away when they get, you know, a connection to the Lord. And, you know, they're taught how to dive into the Word for themselves and to make that personal connection. So I was just thinking about that as far as sometimes having to push, like, our members out. Because I feel like sometimes they come and they just want to be fed all the time. They're just sitting there, and it's not their fault. It's because they haven't been trained or taught to do to you know, to get the bread for themselves, or how to be nourished for themselves. That's what I want to say.
Wow. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, and then, you know, also, you know, when I was reading up on the eagle and seeing how she, you know, even soars and takes them up higher and then just drops them, you know, I'm like, whoa, you know. But sometimes that's like Dion said, sometimes that happens in life where the bottom falls out. And it's like we have to know who to go from, who to draw our source from, who to draw our strength from. And our parents aren't going to always be there. Church folks aren't going to always be there to cover us, to pray for us. But we need to know where our source is and who to call on in our time of need. And if we're not prepared and nurtured and taught those things, you know, when the bottom falls out and we're falling, you know, we start looking to the world and, you know, anything that we can grab onto.
to try to have some type of sustainability to keep from, you know, killing ourselves.
I just wanted to say this real quick, too. I was just thinking about Jesus and his, you know, disciples. Before they became apostles, they were disciples, you know, and he did that. You know, he spent time with them, and then there was a time where he pushed, you know, he sent them out by themselves, you know, and then, you know, he kept telling them, I'm not going to be here always. And, you know, he ended up passing, of course, to be resurrected. But, you know, they were afraid at first. I mean, it took them by storm because they really wasn't paying attention. They looked within. They had the tools to carry on. You know what I'm saying? Like right. My mom passed away when I was young and my dad, but she had been giving me stuff. And I would say to myself sometimes, man, why is she telling me all this? Why is she making me sit here? She'd make us write out bills and write out checks and, you know, teaching us how to budget, all these kind of things. At first I kind of resented. She'd talk about life and sex and some. I felt like I was too young for a lot of that stuff. I just wanted to be a kid. But when she passed on, and I was afraid and it took me by storm, I realized that I had the tools. She'd given us tools to be able to carry on, to be self-sufficient, wow. You know. So
wow.
That's just amazing. And we need to start doing that more and more in our churches, just to have tools and classes and workshops. You know, there's a lot of churches that do that, but, you know, there's a lot of churches that don't provide enough of it and enough follow-up and enough discipleship classes. And we just need to make sure that we're teaching and training and edifying and building them up. Our members are preparing them. Anyone else?
You know, sister, I have always wished that all the churches could get together and go out to witness together. Maybe we could do much help to the kids that's out there in the world that need help.
Yes, that's great. I mean, that would be great if they could all come together and do that. I know several churches have some wonderful, phenomenal ministries, even in Acts. I know we were there Sunday, and they were sharing how they had over 100-something people that went out. That's awesome ministry.
Yeah,
awesome.
I'm an Acts member.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes. But I just wish that all the church could get together, and we could all get out there together and go out there and help these kids that's out on the streets and these young girls that's out there prostituting for these young boys. If we could get to them and touch them and talk with them, I think the world would be much better. They need help.
Yeah.
They don't know how to come. They don't know how to ask for help because I don't know whether they're not getting it at home. Sometimes the kids can't talk to their parents or their parents is out there too. So if we could all get together and get out there, I think this will make a better world, and we will bring all this killing down that we're having in the world.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, but, it just starts with us. It starts with one. You know, it just takes one, and sometimes, you know, just one at a time. You know, Jesus only had 12 disciples. There wasn't, like, a whole gang of people, and they reached 5,000, you know, thousands of people all over the world, you know, that they, as they went through out the countryside, sharing the word and what God is able to do, the power and strength of God. Anyone else? Well, I don't want to hold you. If there's no one else who wants to share. Well, today is Make It Happen Monday, and so this is a great opportunity for each of us to utilize what God has given us and to go out and to reach others and just be a blessing to somebody else in their life today. I believe Marriage Matters is happening this evening for those who are married and wanting to get on the call and to listen in and to share. And if there's no other announcements or any other comments that anyone would like to make, We'll go on and conclude the call.
I don't know if I heard say marriage matters at stake. Did I hear my
marriage matters?
Yeah, marriage
I'm sorry,
matters
what did you
this
say?
Evening. Yeah, marriage yeah, matters marriage. This evening.
It was mentioned.
So is there any other announcements?
No, that's it.
Okay, all right. All right, well, God bless you all, and be a blessing to someone today. Go out and reach someone today and to share with them, as Tim said, you know, what maybe God has put in your heart as a result of these calls and the declarations. God bless you all. I love you guys. Love you to life.
All right, God bless you. Take care. Have a great
God,
day, everybody.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Love you, Pamela. Have a good day, honey.
Love you. God bless you, family.
Okay,
everybody be safe today.
Thank you.
God bless everyone.
Bye. Have a great day.
Happy birthday.
Nah, man, my team showed up, gave some old fashioned